the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM Deep Dive time, y'all. We do this on the show every day where we go through our DMs because you're messaging us every single day. So we talk about them every single day.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today, girl?
Okay, so Josette says, hey, Maria, I have a question for Roz and Mocha. With the new Wonka movie coming out and with all being about chocolate, if you had to name a chocolate after yourself, what would you call it?
Mm. Oh, easy, the Mocha.
Oh, I was going to say Creamy Dreamer.
Wait, for you?
Yeah. Yeah, because I only like white chocolate. I don't like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Right. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yo, let me bow out. Let you and Shema
sorry,
finish the convo.
That's not right, man. God damn it.
You set yourself up for that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So I don't like. Oh.
What?
Shem, can you cover your ears for a second?
Yeah,
while I
sure.
Play? Okay. Thank you. Cover your ears, not covering his ears.
Nope.
Okay, so I can handle like lighter chocolate. I just don't like dark chocolate.
I've heard that before. I hear you.
You know
wow.
what I mean?
Yeah, we like, all heard that.
Like, I don't want to say that I only like it when, you know, but like milk chocolate. I don't mean to try and make chocolate more white, right? But if I do have chocolate, it will be milk. And I don't really, I never go for chocolate. But every now and then, I do love a Mr. Big Bar.
Okay.
Every now and then. That's.
Does that help, Shem?
Hey, man.
Okay, stop it.
I mean,
stop it.
Maria, what's your answer?
See, I love dark chocolate, but I'm going to go.
Probably work in the same studio.
Wow.
That was my choice.
So wow. I was actually going to name mine Dark and Crunchy.
Dark and Crunchy?
Because like I like dark chocolate with like a bit of crunch.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Same.
Okay. All right.
Like Nestle Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury, I'm sure you've thought about this.
Lumpy and dry.
That's what you would call
what?
It?
Well, because I'm lumpy and very dry.
No, but so it has to sound appealing. Nobody's going to buy
something. I thought
you were
naming the chocolate like after you.
Yes, but it's like your signature chocolate. Like Hershey's comes to you and they're like, we want to do the Damn it, Maury bar.
Okay,
what do we
so
call
then,
it?
Like, so then Pulley and Gooey. Because I love when there's like caramel.
Nobody's
you don't
brand.
Understand the question.
Yes, I do.
Come up with a name like a Mars bar or Mr. Big or Creamy Dreamer, like I said.
Oh, okay. So short but deadly.
Okay. Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay. So Fiona says, did Maury change his laugh? I hear him guffaw or ha-ha more than his signature wheeze these days. Bring back the wheeze.
It's not like I turn it on. If something's hilarious, then it just comes out.
Oh, so it's just we're not funny anymore. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm like, if something is really funny, it will appear.
It's not a genie.
Yeah.
There it is.
See? No, that was funny.
Okay. Oh no, now it's not gonna stop. Oh,
next DM
now.
Please, Maria.
Okay, Abina says
God. Great.
Do you need some water, Maury?
No, you know what he needs? A Creamy Dreamer.
They call you Mister?
You've had too much to try and Lumpy. That's why you're like this.
Stuck in the back of his throat. Anyways, yeah. don't say it. Don't say it.
No, that's the dark. That's the dark and nutty back there.
Okay, next DM, please.
Okay, Abina says, what is your favorite takeout order? What is the name of the restaurant? P.S. Mocha is my favorite.
Oh, no.
This is easy.
Okay, go.
Jack Astor's Chicken Fingers and Fries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ross, don't say Creamy Dreamer.
Well, My favorite place, I mean, the place I order from the most is a restaurant called The Local, which I think there's a few of them around.
Yeah.
And because every burger they have is a double burger. And I like that place a lot. I would say that joint. Yeah.
Maria?
I would have to say, I used to go there all the time, but there's this place in Richmond Hill. It's called Nonna's Oven.
Oh, okay.
I used to order the pizza all the time and go and pick it up.
Yeah.
But it's just so far for me to drive all the way because they don't do delivery.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Probably the sushi spot. And I always get the spicy shrimp and the gyoza dumplings.
That's exactly my sushi order.
The delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah.
You guys should go out sometime.
I always throw a chicken karagi on the side,
oh.
too.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
And you're there. Like, what? You go there like once a week,
like,
right?
Once a week at least.
Yeah,
I don't mess around.
What's the name of this place? Because I know they're big Razamoka fans, right?
Yeah, Nome Izakaya is the name of the place.
So good.
Yeah. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We love chatting about them. We love seeing what you are saying to us behind the scenes. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM Deep Dive time, the part of the show where we see what questions or comments you have for us.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, this one might be a debate, but Julia says, if you nap during the day, do those hours get added to your sleep from the night before or to the sleep to the night coming?
Neither.
It's independent.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You can't stack sleep.
Uh-huh. Sleep is, like, obviously continuous, right? But a sleep session counts as one session.
Yep.
You can't take a nap at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then if you go to bed at 10 p.m., add that 2 o'clock nap to your 10 p.m. sleep time.
Yeah. Like you can't say that's how much you slept that night. Like on the weekend, I went to bed at, I don't even know what it was, 10, and I woke up at 2.
Yeah.
Right. I just woke up. I don't know what it was. I just, with a cat, whatever, it woke up at 2. And then I was up from 2 until like 6:30, Rox got up, and about 9, I was like, okay, I'm going to go take a nap. And I went and I napped. That 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. nap that I had is not included in the night's sleep that I had when I woke up at 2.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
What did you do between the hours of 2 and, or whatever time it was, 2:30?
Yeah.
And 9 a.m.?
Watched a little bit of YouTube.
Or, sorry, 2 yeah. and let's say 6 before the family got up.
Watched a little bit of YouTube, and then I did some work.
Yeah.
Right? And then I...
Oh, God, you're writing another book?
And then, no, I'm not writing another book.
This is one of those things where in like 2 years, people are going to be like, I was listening to an episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Ross dropping more hints.
I know. No, and then I watched the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What movie? Do you remember?
Yeah. I watched there's a movie. I don't know who's in it. Ben Affleck about like, no. There's a mentalist who can make people do stuff like Rob Banks and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. It's all right.
Okay.
For like watching it alone, it's starting a movie at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? It was all right. Not bad.
I think we all agree in the room that
you can't stack your
nap time to your nightly
sleep. Like if you have a bowl of fries and you have a second bowl of fries, it's two bowls of fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. If you have a nap and then another sleep, it's two sleeps.
We established the parameters already. You don't have to.
Yeah. We understand sleep.
Bro, if you want fries, you can just leave right now and go get you some fries.
Jesus.
McDonald's around the corner, man.
Yeah. All right.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. This person wanted to remain anonymous,
uh-oh,
but they asked, is Papadakis your real full name? Because every time I look at your Instagram, it looks like Kiss at the end. And is it because you work for Kiss?
Oh, I never noticed that before.
Yeah. It's on Instagram, at Maria PAPADAKISS.
Yes. So it's actually not because I work for Kiss, funny enough, but it kind of fits now. Fitting.
Uh-huh.
Because there is another Maria Papadakis out there. And I actually.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. We actually both went to TMU at the same time,
really?
Too.
You guys went to the same school?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not related. But we both have the Maria Papadakis,
I'm going to start reporting her for community guideline violations.
Wait, do you know her though?
Get that handle.
I do. She's from like, we just Greek people kind of know each other. But I met her in university.
Uh-huh.
And what's funny is, so she was in a different program than I was. And every time I went to go check out film equipment for my program, they'd be like, well, you're not in this program. And I go, no, there's a different Maria Papadakis. I have to go through the whole thing, my student card, everything, because they wouldn't believe that it was me.
What a small world.
You guys are going to have to fight.
Yeah, there's actually another Maria Papadakis. I'm pretty sure that's an on-air personality as well in this world.
What? Oh, and then there's Maria _ Papadakis, but K-I-S, like not K-I-S-S.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Do you think you could take her?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Ross.
Ross, there's a fight out here. Can you imagine who you're fighting, Maria Papadakis?
There can be only one.
So there you go. That's your answer. Yeah. Next DM, please.
Okay. Dallas said, in the podcast opening when all the celebrities are doing the Roz and Mocha phrase, who is the dude that says Roz on Mocha? It's been bugging me for years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody says Roz on Mocha?
Wait, if you play it, I'm sure we could figure it out.
I have it. Hold on.
Shami, mom loves you.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
Definitely not it.
Nope.
Whoops.
That's so bad.
Sorry, that's my bad. I played the wrong file. Weird.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz on Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
Oh, the second guy.
Oh, hold on. I know. Hold on. Wait, let me hear it again.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz on Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
Okay, I know
Roz
who this
on
is.
Mocha.
Hold on.
Roz on Mocha.
Yeah, I know exactly who this is.
Roz on Mocha. Roz on Mocha.
Some DJ,
Roz
right?
On Mocha.
Calvin Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's who it is.
Oh. Roz
I think
on
it's
Mocha.
The accent. He probably can't say and properly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is Ed Sheeran, and then it goes Ed Sheeran, and then I believe Selena Gomez, and then Calvin Harris.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz on Mocha.
That right there.
Yeah.
Wow, good ear.
Calvin Harris.
Yep.
DM Deep Dive. We do this on the show every day. Keep those DMs coming in. Love talking about them. Love seeing what you're saying, your comments, your questions, all that. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Comments and questions, you got them all. They end up in our DMs, which is why we do the DM Deep Dive every day on the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Today, Jeffrey says, have any of you thought about who your alter ego might be? What would their name or personality be?
Like if we were a superhero, we'd have to have like a secret identity, alter ego kind of thing?
Yeah. So like if for example, people always say like when I'm drunk, Patricia comes out.
Yeah, I want to meet Patricia.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go with that. Mocha, when you're drunk, who comes out?
Anger, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. What's his name though? Like, where's he from? Where's that guy live when he's not
revealed?
Oh,
he's out in the streets looking for trouble.
Okay.
Every day.
Okay. What's that guy's name?
It doesn't matter. Day or night.
Yes.
Always looking for trouble.
Yes. What's that guy's name?
That guy's name is Tank.
Tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Tank.
Yeah.
Big Tank.
Oh. Okay.
Big Tank's out here looking for trouble. Doesn't matter, day
okay.
or night.
All right. BT.
Yeah.
Sham, do you have an alter ego? Well, maybe one that doesn't go to church, gets a little tipsy, does the things that Mummy's Sham doesn't do.
Shammy, mom loves you.
Come on, Shamroy.
Who is it?
I'd probably call him Leroy.
Right?
Uh-huh. Makes the most sense.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, does everything that Roz just said. Doesn't go to church.
Yes.
You know, screws off on a Sunday.
Yes. Maria, do you have a Patricia in you?
Yeah.
What's her name? Well,
no, she said Patricia.
Oh, that is yours.
Me and my friends all just refer to be like, oh no, that was Patricia. So we kind of all share Patricia.
You all have the same alter ego.
Yes.
Okay. So what, explain to us what happens when Patricia shows up to the party.
You know, like if, for example, you say something when you're drunk, then you just, you know, not like anything bad, but like say you were just doing something crazy, like, I don't know, like a keg stand or something. That was Patricia.
That wasn't Maria.
Wow. No.
Okay. So the night that
I haven't done a keg stand in a very long time.
But has Patricia?
Possibly, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that was going to be, you kind of answered. Because I was going to say, like, the night that you, Maria, the body of Maria took 20 shots, right? Maybe Maria had like 5 tequila shots, but the other 15 were Patricia's shots.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. I used to have a Facebook account with my alter ego, which was Ace Beauregard.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where I had a little tiny mustache.
Yeah.
And I don't do that. I don't know the password for it anymore. But yeah, it was always fun. Sometimes I will still use that if I have to sign up for something.
Yeah.
Where they make you give a name, it's always Ace Beauregard.
Oh, nice.
Always.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Dan Mori.
Oh, when I'm drunk, Gay Marcus comes out. Super fun guy. You should meet him.
What makes Gay Marcus different than Gay Maury?
Oh, because he's like so much fun to be around.
Oh,
and, like,
God, give him a bottle.
Why did I say that?
Bro, every day we're all showing up bottles for you.
Oh, I'm going to put some on your chair, hoping that it soaks up through your ass. Anyway, the regret in his face right now.
I can't wait for Gay Marcus to show up on the show a little bit more often. Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Cyrus says, hey, y'all, I've never done this before, so here is my question for Roz. Roz, have you ever considered becoming Santa and taking pictures at the mall with kids and families as Santa? You seem to really have the look going for you now. I have a feeling you'd say screw that, but think about it from a more empathetic standpoint before answering. Like, how much kids or your wife would love it? P.S. I listened to your book with my girlfriend and we absolutely loved it. Made me cry a few times.
Okay.
So, like, if Santa were looking for additional helpers...
Yeah, like
to hang out at the mall.
Exactly. Like if I got the last minute call, there was an emergency.
Yeah, and right? Santa's like,
there was some sort of thing that happened.
I need you now.
He couldn't make it. They need guys like me, specifically me. In a pinch, of course I would.
Yeah, you have to.
Of course I
would. I think that if you said no, like immediately on the naughty list.
Yes, like of course you would have to. I think anybody, it is your duty to keep the Christmas spirit alive, right? We all, if in life you are ever asked to sort of carry that ball, even if it may be for, you know, 10 yards or 10 years, if you are tasked with the Christmas spirit, you got to keep it alive. So yes, of course I would.
To.
In an emergency, if I got the call, I would have to.
It's like how BTS had to go to the army.
That's exactly it. It is your duty.
Now, what would you say would be your maximum time sitting on that throne where you would be okay with it before you started getting annoyed?
4 minutes.
I also have a question.
What?
Go.
You know how like adults go and take pictures with Santa?
Yeah.
Do you have like an age range?
Or an age limit.
Like or an age limit?
Like an age range, range for adults?
He just said for kids and families, but what if it was like a group of like adults that wanted to come take pictures?
Like Gay Marcus?
What if Gay Marcus showed up? Or Tank.
Oh, yeah, God. Okay. Okay. What if it was Gay Marcus, Big Tank, and Patricia?
No, and Leroy.
And Leroy. Yes, I forget Leroy. Okay. You guys are all on my lap. All of you are on my lap.
Is anything jiggling like a bowl full of jelly?
Leroy, yeah, Gay Marcus.
Thank you for all of your DMs. This was so much fun. Actually, you know what? No, we have time for one more.
Oh, we do.
Make it real quick, Maria.
Okay. Kevin says, Roz and Mocha, if you two could be superheroes, what would your powers be and what kind of outfit would you wear?
Ooh, mine would be all black everything, mask, gloves, all that. Black Air Force Ones, for sure.
Really, huh?
Yeah. And I'd super strength and be able to fly. There you go.
That's two.
Super strength.
Super strength.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Roz?
Sadness. Next DM, please.
And my outfit would be torn.
This is what happens because of the DMs that you send in to us every day. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them. Thank you, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive time. Love this part of the show. Hello.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hello. Okay, so Javin says, good morning, everyone. My question for Roz and Mocha is, who can do the most push-ups?
Mocha, easily.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do push-ups.
You know, since my injury last year.
Right, when you were at the children's bike park and wiped out.
Bro.
Yes.
Why you gotta keep saying that? It was a BMX bike.
Yes.
It's for like all ages. Like there were adults there as well.
Yep.
Like extreme biking.
You know that when they put all ages, it's for children, right?
Okay, fine. Like, there were kids there. And yes, there is a kids section. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was doing warm ups.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
So when I broke up my shoulder, my collarbone, right? So since then, and it was only recently, since then, I haven't been able to do a proper push up without feeling like pain.
Yeah.
In my right shoulder.
Yeah.
And it was only recently, and it friggin' killed me, only recently that I was able to do 10 full proper push-ups.
Really?
But it, like, by the time I got to about 7 or 8, I felt the pain.
I weigh too much and my arms are too long, right? Like, I have to push this whole body up much farther than you have to push your little body up.
Hey, why are you going to say that?
What's the truth?
Aww.
You couldn't push my body up. I have at least 8 inches on you. At least.
Talking arms, right?
Shut up. Wow.
Because if we weren't, I'd say challenge accepted. Next DM, please, Maria.
Oh, my. Okay, Alexander says, hey, Maria, I'm not sure if you remember Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, but they have a podcast now, and the guy who acts as Cookie sounds exactly like Shem.
I don't know this show.
What is
Ned's
Declassified? Do you know it, Maria?
So I watched this growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. Okay, I don't know.
An audio example here. This is from the podcast. Is what you sent me, Maria?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So well written too. Like you're saying, just all those moments, them writing in that gag from the other movie. The relationship drama for like Cookie and Ned, us with the baby, was another big like little trope that was around. It was great. Mm-hmm.
That alternative.
Wow. Hold on, I have this in there.
That does exist. No, I'm sorry. I have to tread lightly because friends can, they introduce you to really awesome things, but they can also they can introduce you to some really poor decision making and
true.
Just
wow. Yeah. That really does sound like you, Shem. Yeah.
Holy cow!
Add another one to the list.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So well written too. Like you're saying, all those moments, them writing in that gag from the other movie.
Wow. Yeah.
That really does. Wow. Why do you sound like so many people?
Scott McGillivray. The Burger King Whopper guy.
Yeah.
And now Ned's Declassified.
Yeah.
Oh, and the guy from the crime podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Murder.
You got one witness.
Accused of murder.
Murder.
You got one witness who can't be found. You got another witness who's murdered.
Yeah.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Basil says, do you remember what you wanted to be when adults used to ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, yeah. Like when I was a kid, it was always like, I want to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Right? It was always wrestling.
Like when you were a little kid?
Yes.
Yeah, you just wanted to be a wrestler?
Of course.
You wanted to be champ?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I am now, but always wanted to be in
God's sakes.
The WWE.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I just wanted to be a rock star. Like that's all it was for me. Just I didn't really think of anything else because I wasn't exposed to too much. Like I had one of those dads where I knew he went off to work every day, but I had no idea what he did. Mm-hmm. Like even if you tried
to explain, gone and he came home.
Yeah, but he calibrated the instrumentation that they put in the dials on cockpits for airplane engines. I don't know what the hell that is.
Mechanic?
No.
Engineer.
He's something like that, but I don't
Mechanical engineer.
But I don't know what he did.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Like your dad was an accountant. You understand what an accountant does.
Like, did he did the install of the actual thing?
No, he calibrated them.
Oh, okay. So you had a machine, and like after it was installed,
no,
did the thing to make it work?
No, before it's all before. I don't know. I have no idea. Again, like I don't know. So I didn't have. Wasn't like exposed to that kind of stuff, right? Uh-huh. So like I just want to be a rock star. That was it.
All right, Maria, when you were a kid, so like last week,
I always wanted to be a singer.
Uh-huh.
But I used to say for a more realistic option, I wanted to be a nurse to help people.
Aww.
And then, until I passed out getting my blood work taken because I can't handle the blood. So that wasn't going to go anywhere.
When did you pass
out? What?
When did you pass out?
I'm going to embarrass myself right now. When I go to get blood work taken now, they have to use a butterfly needle for my veins and they have to lie me down sometimes.
What's a butterfly needle?
They use it
for
on,
little
like,
children, newborns.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you have to lay down, Maria?
I passed out. My veins are too small.
God.
Maria!
My veins are too small.
The time that you passed out, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember like how long you were out for?
No, but I remember like getting out of the blood work like cubicle. My mom was there and I was like, I don't feel very good.
And then she goes, were you down and out for the rest of the day?
No, I got an orange juice and a bagel after, and I was okay. But, like, I was like, oh, God. And, like, even now, like, I can't... They always have to ask me if I'm okay the whole time because I literally turn, like, pale. And, like, my hands get clammy. I don't like it.
Is it the blood or is it the needle?
It's more the blood. I don't, like, blood should not be removed from my body. It should be staying in there at all times. I don't care. It's just,
I mean,
not.
I don't need to explain a lot of things that come with being a woman, but like...
I know. But like, I that is like not even, like that doesn't bother me. It's just the I think it's the
it's
thought
the tube.
Of
it's,
like
it's
the
sucking
tube
it out.
And yeah, and the,
it's the needle, the tube, and then all of a sudden it starts shooting out of your body and filling up
stop.
That little vial. And they're so cavalier about it too.
Yeah.
When they yank that vial off and stick it in the thing and pop another one on.
Especially if they have to use more than one vial.
Oh.
And they're like, squeeze your hand. And I'm like, I can't squeeze it any harder. My hand's going weak.
That's what she said.
Got it.
Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that happen because of you and what you send in to us. And we'll do this again tomorrow. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go through the DMs and see what you are saying to us.
What do we got today, Maria?
All right, happy Friday. So, B. Lopez says, just wondering what the process is for all the jingles, music, that the show produces. For example, the Roz and Mocha's Vented Moments jingle, the DM Deep Dive, FML, etc. Who creates the music? Who does the voices? How does it get approved? Thank you, and keep doing your thing.
What a boring question.
Wow.
They want to know what's happening behind the scenes.
Sure.
Well, it's a conversation that we all have, like, on the show about what's needed for the show. Lately, Shem has been the one that sings all the jingles. We have a producer here at the radio station at KISS that pieces it all together, and approval comes from Roz and I.
Yeah, but it's so much, like, there's new stuff, and then there's, like, old stuff, right? Mm. Like, I don't know when we made the FML intro. I don't even know how long we've been doing FML.
Oh, God, forever.
Right? Deep Dive is relatively new. There's a couple other things. Vented Moments is real new. One of my favorites is the intro to Very Hard Things with the Dammits. I think that may be my favorite Shem intro that we have, is the intro for Very Hard Things.
Forgot I did that one.
Oh. Very hard things, very hard things, Roz and Mocha's very hard things.
Yeah. And realistically, sometimes we just you know, we have a vibe, we have an idea, and say, hey, Shem, this is the idea.
Yeah.
What can you do? Right? And then he'll do something like this.
Yeah. This I think this is my favorite Shem jingle, though.
Yeah.
I think Very Hard Things.
Very hard things. Very hard things. Roz and Mocha's very hard things.
Yeah. There you go.
And then it just hits in like that 70s sort of, you know, vibe at the end. I like it a lot. That's my favorite.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Magnolia says, hey, Maria, love that you are part of the Roz and Mocha show. It's like when they added Emma to the Wiggles.
Hey!
I know, right? Cute. She goes on to say, I've listened to the show since the beginning, August of 2009.
Wow.
I wish I could remember the first show I listened, but my memory is so bad. Speaking of memory, here's my question. How does Mocha remember past callers? I'm impressed how he'll be talking to a caller and just recognize their voice and remember that they talked with them in a previous show. Does he keep notes, or does he just pull up their name or information, or is his memory that sharp?
For the amount of time that we've been doing this show, we have had a lot of people who call, like, constantly, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get to know those people, you get to know their personality, their voices and stuff. So a lot of times when they call in, or they've made such an impact in the previous conversation, that I will remember those things, so that when they do call back, I'm like, oh yeah, this person is so-and-so, and this is what they went through, or this is what's happening in their life, or anything like that, right?
But also Mocha, and I'm not, believe me, I will say Mocha remembers things that I find crazy. Like, somebody will call in and Mocha will remember that they called in 6 years ago when they were a freshman in college, and he will remember what they were studying, right? Like, that stuff's crazy to me. But also, you know, Mocha is the, whenever we finish something, if there's a log where we keep things and all of this stuff, like a record of who we talk to, Mocha's always the one to write it first, right? So you have that thing of, and I'm not saying that this is what helps you at all, but you are the first one to say, who was this this person and then you write their name down, where I don't even remember their name when they call because I barely have my headphones on when the phone calls start.
Yeah.
Right. Like I barely get to an introduction.
Like the first 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I know I won't remember anyway, but no, Mocha it's uncanny his ability to remember details. Like how do you remember somebody you talked to 7 years ago? Maybe I would remember that they had kids, but I would not remember that they had a boy and a girl and the girl was older. Mm. You know what I mean? Like Mocha remembers that stuff and it's wild, wild.
I have an answer.
Which is?
Because I care.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn. Fair enough. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you care more than I do. I don't think that's a secret.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Francesca says, good morning, everyone. Just wanted to send a message to Shem. I just think you're one of the kindest people. You lead with your heart and true to yourself in all that you do. Just felt like sharing that as you are seen and appreciated as a person. Mm. Love being a part of the show.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
Francesca.
Thanks, Francesca. That's
don't
so nice.
Go. Don't go follow her now.
Come on, Shemrod. You can barely walk.
A lot of love out here in these streets for Shem, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
It's good to know that other girls, instead of just Shemmy's mom, likes him too.
Oh, wow.
You know who's loving hearing this right now? Yeah. Shem's girlfriend.
Yeah.
All your questions, all of your comments end up in the DMs. Keep them coming in because once they go to our DMs, they end up on the show and we talk about them every day. That was wonderful. Thank you for that, Maria.
No problem.
Come on, Shemroy.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.